This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Has DeJuan Jones lost too much weight? 216-474-0092.
I'm saying DeJuan Jones, good, ESPN, the body issue.
Looks
it's
good.
All coming together.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Also coming in hot at 945. Folks, keep your comments within the boundaries of good taste. All right, I'm going to take a couple on Miles, and then we got to get to this Darius Garland, Daryl Ryder, Cavs ceiling thing. Eddie and Westlake, you're first up on the Fan. Yellow.
Hey, I can't believe it, but I'm agreeing with you 150%, but
oh, wow.
Look, man, Miles Garrett, this is a different kind of leadership, too. So you guys, you just mentioned it. You know, Miles Garrett has never been the type of person to just be giving a whole bunch of speeches and doing all this. This is voluntary workouts. I mean, nobody is thinking that Joe Batonio is not a leader. Nobody is thinking that T.J. Watt in Pittsburgh, are they saying, oh, man, we better not give T.J. Watt this money because he didn't show up for OTAs. I mean, come on, man. It's voluntary workouts. We're, you know, if people didn't even consider Miles Garrett to be a leader, he's a leader by default because he's a first ballot Hall of Famer that gets 15-plus sacks every year and draws double teams. So even if he didn't want to be a leader, he's a guy, I don't want to be a leader. I'm not a leader. He's a leader by default. So it's by example. So
yeah, Eddie, the T.J. Watt part, though, it is being talked about, and a big part of it is the contract extension. He's looking for a contract extension, and so he basically it's one of the levers he has. And so nobody's really talking about the leadership there. They're talking about the contract extension.
It's been going on for football forever. So that's what I'm saying. So he doesn't have to show up for this volunteer.
Yeah, but Miles already got paid.
When Miles Garrett falls off, and he will, because Father Time is undefeated. When he falls off, and it's at the end of this contract, and they got to make a decision whether they're going to cut him or not, they're not going to ask him, is it okay? Just like they didn't ask Nick Chubb if it was okay. Nick Chubb, not a vocal leader. Nick Chubb just shows up. He just shows up, but he doesn't say anything. Is anybody saying he's not a leader? Would anybody consider him not to be a leader? But when his skills diminished, they got rid of him. They're not going to ask you if it's okay with you or if you're comfortable with it. They're just going to do it.
Eddie,
it's a business.
Eddie, would you not have thought anything, Eddie, had he have showed up and they made a big deal about it and he posted it all over his social media and he talked about why I thought I needed to be here this year, you wouldn't have applauded that?
Yeah, I would have applauded, but I wouldn't have cared one way or the other. Because
it sounds like you would have cared if you would have applauded it.
What would you say if he got hurt at OTA? What would you say then?
Well, he wouldn't have had to do a rap. Like, nobody would have expected him to actually get down in drills.
It's voluntary, man.
Well, Eddie.
He never missed any mandatory stuff.
This is where it's at. Eddie, this is where it's at. And thank you very much for the call. All right, let me have the fight for Eddie here. You just asked some great questions, right? And I know you see it the same way I do, but that's a little bit devil's advocate. All the Browns did was give him money. That's all they did. They said the leadership thing. Is there a leadership clause in his contract? Is there something where he has to give X amount of rah-rah speeches throughout the year? Is there anything like that that Miles has to do? All the organization did was give him more money. I don't care about the money thing. It's not an expectation of the money. You're paying for the production. I can go in front of people and give big, fiery, sweaty speeches. But they would not pay me for that. They would pay me for production, and I can't sack anybody. You can get a bunch of guys who are not good at football, who love football, and would play for your football team, or you can have one Miles Garrett. And you can have one in the generation of Miles Garretts, because there's only a couple of guys out there that can do anywhere near what Miles Garrett does. It's been 9 seasons. We're going into year 9. 9 years. He's never changed. I would be much more concerned. I'm going to tell you this. If he were to stand there, and he were to go to any of these other things and start talking about how he's a changed man, and I don't think he has, but if he were to go, I'm a changed man, I know that this is my responsibility, we fight together, this is my team, all this other crap, then I think there'd be a basis there for any of this. Sorry, there's not. He doesn't do that. He never has. He gets paid to sack people. He sacks a lot of people. That's what he does. When he stops being able to do that, then yes, his role has to change a little bit. Vince Carter, I'm sure at the beginning of Vince Carter's career, there was a lot of times where he's like, I ain't no leader, I don't want to be a leader. Guess what? By the end of his career, Vince Carter was a leader. You know why? His role had to change because he wasn't what he was before. So guys have to change as time goes on. Maybe he will in the next few years once his skill does start to diminish. But as of right now, I don't see his skill diminishing, and he's not done anything to really make me mad at him. Chris in North Royalton. I mean, people are yelling at Miles Garrett. All he did was take money. All he did was take more money. They offered him more money. He took the money. Hello, Chris.
Ken, how you doing today?
I'm okay.
This isn't at you. You're exactly right. Last gentleman stated it right. It is voluntary. Lima, if the girl wanted to go home with you last night, it was voluntary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Terry. Get it? It's voluntary. If Miles Garrett gets hurt, what are we going to do? Oh, he shouldn't have been at OTAs. It's the same thing you hear year in and year out. Stop complaining about it. Nick, put away your flannel and your hat and go back to Carolina.
Whoa. Whoa.
You guys Whoa. Have a good day.
Chris, coming in hot at 9:45.
I do laugh, though, because... I laugh because there's no doubt. Like I went to see the reaction in Minnesota when their coach said everybody was there, perfect attendance. They went nuts. They talked about what a great culture they're building there.
I know.
And the fans here would have went nuts if everybody would have showed
man,
up.
But, man, again.
Don't deny it. We know that's the case.
Do you think if the Browns were, if they had a stable quarterback, would Miles Garrett be?
All right, I want you to.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I want you to hold me to this.
Like it, because Joe Flacco said it. You guys need to be, like the way he phrased it, he was being nice because he knew
if
some guys
were
weren't
like,
there.
If they but were if coming you, off an AFC North you, championship.
Oh, and Joe Flacco kind of said, like, it's important for him to be there. Like him. He thought for him to
for
be there.
Joe Flacco.
Now, obviously, Miles Garrett dominates. So Miles Garrett's probably like, I can just show up, you know, games. Just let me know when the game starts.
Miles,
I'll show
press
up.
Machines in Tokyo.
The problem
right?
isn't that, though. It's the guys that look up to Miles Garrett. It's because not everybody can get away with that. In fact, nobody can get away with that except for him.
There is a guy, there is a guy in Miles Garrett where you remember when he first came into the league. Like we had coaches texting about, you know, he's kind of a one trick pony. He kind of only has one move. It's kind of maybe he's always been his own guy. He's always done his own thing. There's only one guy I've seen have dinosaurs up at his press conference. He's a different fella, man. He does it differently. I remember people, well, does he love football? Because he likes to play piano and he likes to do all that other stuff. Remember we talked about that to Kingdom Come. He's just a different guy. A lot of guys fit into where we want him to be because they do. And I'm telling you, it is different, guys. 98 times out of 100, you get the money. You get the C on your chest. You feel you have to be that guy. You have to make those speeches. And I think at times he's felt he's had to dabble in it. But he's just not him. And I would rather it this way where, hey, you know what? I'm going to go to Tokyo and not go to OTAs, which I haven't been to in years. I'd rather him go to Tokyo and be that same guy instead of show up this week, talk a bunch of stuff, talk a bunch of trash. And then when we get into the real thick of everything, and hold me accountable to this, by the way. When we get into the real thick of the season and all of a sudden he disappears and we don't hear. Now, I'm not talking about on the field. I'm talking about the leadership stuff. Guys, it's always been this way. I was critical years ago when Anthony Walker Jr. was the one who had to speak on the state of the defense. A guy on a series of one-year deals had to speak on the state of the defense and leadership on the defense and all those things. One-year deal, Anthony Walker Jr. And while Anthony Walker Jr. is a hell of a guy and a nice football player and certainly a leader type of player, Anthony Walker Jr., you would take Miles Garrett over Anthony Walker Jr. every single day and in days that aren't invented yet. Rodney McLeod, who we've hosted shows with. Rodney McLeod giving the speeches. Rodney, a two-year Cleveland Brown on one-year deals. Rodney McLeod giving the rah-rah speeches. Rodney, that was his role, as best he could do it. Miles, not that guy. So why would I expect Miles to do it now? By the way, Daryl says that the Cavs have reached their ceiling. Do you believe that?
I don't think that because I think you can't put that kind of a ceiling on Evan Mobley. I really do believe that Evan continuing to get better and better. But I think where I have a disagreement with a lot of Cavs fans is I think it's going to be hard for Evan Mobley to truly take the leaps offensively. It seems like he takes a type of a leap every year.
And you think that Darius might be the plug for him?
I'm blaming Jared. Okay, I do. I think Atkinson did a better job of staggering those guys this year, but I do think that having Donovan and Darius together, like I find no better example than the elimination game, final game of the year, when we all agree Darius was not 100%. Darius took 16 shots. Evan took 12. Now, yeah, I put some of that on Evan. Call for the ball. Make yourself available. The coaches too. Let's call some plays for Evan. But also, it's just going to be tough with two really talented guards that are going to need to take shots. It's always going to be tough for Evan Mobley to initiate offense when the ball is in the two of those players' hands.
Well, then that's still going to be, and let me counterpoint it here. I hear what you're saying. I respect what you're saying. I rarely do. It's a joke. I think that maybe is the point of growth for Evan. If you're hot and we know you can play well inside, and he did in that series, he did in the postseason, then you're going to have to call for it, man. The only way, I don't care, unless they trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo or something like that and you still had Evan Mobley, like if you had made an unrealistic trade whatsoever, the only way they're really going to get to where they need to go, you can start talking trades. Evan has to step up and be the number one. He has to. Donovan cannot be the best player on this team for them to win an NBA Finals. And Evan has to do that. So if I have to look at that all summer and go, why did Darius get 16 shots and you got 12? That has to be a calling card where he's going to have to demand the bleeping ball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.